morning.
Oh, hi.
Really?
Yeah, 100% serious. Yes.
It is a good morning. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi.
How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
You had Reboot this weekend and Skull Church?
Yeah, meaning I've been here...
Since last Monday.
Yes, exactly. It was pretty amazing. It was a really great weekend. I don't regret being here. I'm just tired.
Yeah, we've been praying for your husband.
Wait, why? I've been making fun of him.
Should I not? Is that
no? We've been making fun of him all weekend. So my husband.
You can't make fun of him. We've been like seriously praying. Luke was terrified he wasn't going to remember him.
Okay, so that's been the joke the entire time. So my husband. We had what we called a mud run. It was really amazing. We got the firefighters out there to hose down the place. I then got to see them use the fire hose to spray people and knock them backwards, which is really funny. And my husband ran the mud run as fast as he could and took a pretty epic spill.
Poor dear.
And got a really bad concussion, and then I spent the next 3 hours in the hospital.
Wow.
So that happened. But now the joke is that every time he goes up to make announcements, he's like, "All right, guys, Reboot is coming up. The mud run's going to be amazing."
Poor Khalifas. I love that man.
Oh, it's so funny. Although he really is having trouble remembering short-term things. I'm like,
you have to keep him awake?
Yeah.
Don't you have to like keep him
awake? Yeah, I had to keep him awake. And when we were at the hospital, I had to remind him 4 times where we were.
Oh, yes.
He's like, "Wait, where are we?" I'm like, UNM, the hospital. He was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, yeah, cool. All right.
And then at some point, this is last story. At some point, he was sitting next to somebody, and she was also in the hospital, and she started crying because she was like, "I have to catch a flight. I'm not supposed to be here. I have to catch a flight." And in his mind, he thought he was in Colorado because we've been in Colorado for a while. He thought he was in Colorado and that he also had to catch a flight, and he started freaking out.
Wow.
And it took about a few minutes for him to realize that he was not pretty.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Glad he's okay.
Me too.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey there.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Tired but good.
Well, anyways, yesterday I was listening to a little bit. I tuned in midway at school church on 88.3.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when are they going to do another school church again?
Probably not for a few years.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if they do another one, the next one's not in Albuquerque. It's
in Missoula.
There you go. Montana.
Do it. Oh, Montana.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
this
pretty,
is like
a
very long ways.
Well, that's where Pastor Levi, he's actually teaches in Kalispell, Montana. But yeah. You can check him out every Sunday night at 6 p.m. right here on Static Radio.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Static U.
Anyways, I was going to ask you this, Steve-O. Let's see. Why are you guys so awesome this morning? You know, you guys are always awesome.
Why? Why, Steven?
Because I got a really great night's sleep.
Oh, good.
Yep. Fantastic weekend.
That's
one of the things you guys need to be awesome, which sleep. You guys always are.
Schedules. Yeah. Got to be on a schedule.
Yep.
Good sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, guys. And I got some good news. My report on Stack Radio is almost closing up.
Oh, yes.
Good.
It's good.
And now here's the good thing is I'm going to be emailing you, Steve-O, later today after 3:05, whenever you get the email.
Uh-huh.
It's going to have a link to Prezi.com. Oh. It's the only Prezi that's on that page for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys can view it.
Oh, perfect.
Cool.
Is that where I can put in stuff?
No, you can comment if you have an account with them. If you don't, it's free to sign up.
Okay.
No charge.
That's good.
Good news.
So what do you want to hear this morning, Matthew?
Let's see. This morning, you guys have the thing called the Sparrow and the Wolf.
Oh, yes. Haven't heard that in a while. James Vincent McMorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Tuesday. Have a nice day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, later. Matthew from Albuquerque.
He is all business.
He really is. I don't know why he asks us how we are.
Anyways.
Taking it way back. We got a request for the Normals on Facebook. I said, heck yeah.
Okay.
Love the Normals.
Hmm.
Haven't heard this in some years.
Now
Steve-O and Mitch?
Oh, in the morning.
Sorry! Didn't mean to do that.
It's all right.
Static Radio. Silver Twilight, Shape of a Sound, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy tax day.
Oh, yes. Today is that sucks day or whatever.
Yes, today is indeed that sucks day.
A lot of crappy things happen today. Not just, you know, taxes being due.
Yeah.
But Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on this day, right?
He was assassinated. The Titanic went down today many years ago.
Yeah. It is seriously official that sucks day.
Historically, a lot of bad things happen today, not least of which is the income tax payday.
Yeah.
You know, so yep. If you haven't gotten that done, you better file for an extension fast.
But guess what? Today's not going to suck. We've got a lot of cool stuff lined up, including Cover to Cover.
And Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah. If you would like to get your suggestions in for Cover to Cover, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Have we ever done Holy Weather?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my suggestion many years ago.
Right? Sorry, I hit my head this week and I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. Oh, are you my husband?
No.
Oh, I'm so confused now. I'm so confused.
Your husband this weekend sadly took a spill and ended up in the emergency room?
Yeah, here's the brilliant thing about all of this. Okay, so he was running a kind of like
mud run.
And going as fast as he can. And he had this brilliant idea for the obstacle course to make a beam to walk across.
Oh, no.
And out of 200 kids and volunteers, he was the one person.
Oh, no.
And it was his idea. He was the one person to fall off this beam.
Gone. Philip Phillips. Gone. That dude is
repetitive.
Rocking a monstrous tour.
Oh.
With a... John Mayer.
He is.
It's pretty big. Like, in the fall.
I said repetitive.
Yeah, no, I heard what you said. That's good. That's good.
And then I laughed at myself because I think I'm so funny.
Oh, man. Yes, you do.
I do.
It is Monday.
April 15th.
Apparently, it's That Sucks Day.
It is That Sucks Day. It's tax day. Get your taxes done as well as the
historically
day
historically bad things happen.
Yeah, I feel really bad.
The Titanic
went down.
Abe Lincoln also went down.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln. Aw. Thanks, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. So anyways, if it's your birthday today, make it awesome. Because apparently, according to everybody else...
It's my nephew's birthday today.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Who else's birthday is it, Stever?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I got a question before we start that.
Yep.
Did you drive this morning, Mitch, or did you get dropped off?
I drove.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, why?
Because I was going to ask if, like, anyone called Kelly to see if he made it home.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of worried that because I know that if I call, he won't answer, but that's just going to equal me freaking out. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay, birthdays. you like how I did the Matthew from Albuquerque? Okay, Albuquerque birthdays.
So anyway.
Let's just start with the one that Mitch already knows. Whose birthday is it, Mitch?
It's Emma Watson's birthday.
That's right.
That's sickening. Sickening that you know.
I'm a super fan of her.
Emma Watson, of course, Harry Potter movies.
Yes, Hermione Granger.
Yeah, Steve-O, how old is Emma Watson today?
26.
Do you want me to guess?
Yeah.
Because it's not a guess. She's 23.
Yeah, but I don't know if you get music for that today.
You don't get music for that.
She's 23.
Yeah, she's 23?
Super fan.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. She's 23.
Okay. I'm not even going to wait for you to guess the name here because you won't get it. Okay? Can you trust me?
Wait, hold on. You won't get it? Yeah.
But how do you know?
Yeah, how are you
okay.
so sure?
Okay. From Cold Case and Law & Order SVU.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Pino.
Danny Pino.
Yeah. How old's Danny?
64.
45.
39.
Oh, dang it.
Olympic swimmer.
Michael Phelps.
Or?
That one dude.
That other dude.
She is.
It's Sarah Miller.
Dara Torres.
Of course. Yeah, like...
Or Dara, I don't know.
However you want to say it. She doesn't care.
Yeah. How old is she?
29.
6.
She would be very pleased to hear you say that.
Well, she's in her 30s. She's 34.
She's 46.
Dang it.
Hmm.
You can't say Olympic.
So she's not in the Olympics. You should have said former Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, way to trick us.
Yeah, yeah, trickery.
Okay, you'll totally picture this guy. You will not know his name, or I'll be really impressed.
Okay.
Biff Tannen in the Back to the Future trilogy.
He plays with Reliant K randomly. He's a fan.
Is he really?
They were on Leno together.
You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. I believe in you.
Patrick. What is his name?
Or Thomas F. Wilson.
Thomas F. Wilson.
Patrick. Oh, okay.
I was thinking SpongeBob.
He's in Back to Future, so he's got to be in his 60s?
59.
54.
Wow.
You didn't let me guess. I was going to say 54.
You were a nut.
I was going to say 54.
You threw me off with the 60s.
I'm sorry. Gosh.
Okay. Singer-guitarist Dave Edmonds.
Why wouldn't you let us guess?
Yeah.
Obviously from Skid Row.
Oh, what was I supposed to say? Singer-guitarist?
Oh, what else is he? What is he from?
Singer-guitarist Dave Edmonds.
Oh.
I don't know.
Of the Dave Edmonds Band.
Oh.
It's Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Oh. Or David Crowder. All very creative band namer guys.
Yes.
64.
59.
69.
Oh, man.
Dang.
From Diagnosis Murder.
Alicia
Keys.
Brother of Stanley.
Brother of Stanley. Charles. Peterson.
Michael Tucci.
Michael Tucci.
That's what I was going to second guess.
You know who was in Diagnosis Murder?
Huh.
I'm pretty sure that was Dick Van Dyke's show.
Oh, is that really Stanley Tucci's brother, or are you just making stuff up?
No, it says brother, Stanley.
Oh, man. Stanley Tucci's brother.
Oh.
Stanley Tucci? He was in the Hunger Games. He was the guy that did the interview.
Oh, he's also in a movie that I keep telling you to watch, but you don't watch it, so.
Easy A?
He was in The Core. Not Michael Tucci, but Stanley was in The Core.
He was in... Okay. Do we know if it's... Does it say younger brother or just brother of?
It actually says bother of.
Bother of...
He's such a bother.
Stanley Tucci.
And he's friends with Winnie the Pooh.
49.
He is 46.
52.
Or 67.
Or 67.
We didn't have a...
He looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Who does? Stanley or Michael?
Oh, Michael.
Michael,
oh,
for sure.
That Michael.
Okay. From The Green Hornet, Knocked Up.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
36.
34.
Or he's 31.
Dang.
He's not aging.
Time
well.
And drugs have not been kind to him.
You guys are doing really bad.
You don't know he's been on drugs.
Really? He was in Pineapple Express, Knocked Up, and every other Judd Apatow movie that I can never watch ever.
Was he in that Neighborhood Watch movie, the whatever?
No.
He was in Superbad.
He was in Green Hornet.
He was in Paul. He was Green Hornet.
Okay.
Terrible.
Okay,
movie.
So some Harry Potter films.
No.
Who else's birthday is it? Harry Potter fan.
She was in, what's the fiction movie with Bill Murray?
Stranger than Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Stranger than Fiction.
Yeah, she played the Chainsmokers.
She was the writer.
Yeah. Dude. She's rat. She was at one time.
She was in Junior.
Kenneth Branagh.
Junior. She was in Junior. Mm-hmm.
Former wife of Kenneth Branagh.
And she was also in that movie with Kenneth Branagh.
Good job.
Remains of the Day.
Much she was ado in about
Remains
well,
of the Day.
Well, they were in every movie together before they got.
Okay, so how old is Emma Thompson?
Oh, dang it! This is mean. She played Professor Trelawney in Harry Potter.
54.
I was going to say 55.
Or she's 54.
Yes! Are you kidding? I'm the greatest.
So from now on, Mitch, just remember on your Superfan Day, it's Emma Day.
Yeah.
Emma Day.
Yeah.
They both have the same birthday. That's so cute.
Yep.
Emma.
So it's tax day? Is that what you guys said?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Is this like the only day we get taxed?
I wish.
What's tax day?
Taxes is the last day to file your taxes.
It's the last day to file your taxes.
Or file an extension or, mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You know, for your taxes.
For
IRS. The paychecks, they take money out, and then at the end of the year, they like have to reconcile all that.
I'm supposed to fill something out?
Yeah. Today's the last day, so you should get on that. Yeah, I'm sure there's forms at, like, the post office or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
I do it all online.
So do I just, like...
Google it.
Okay.
Just Google it. You're going to find out all the information there.
Yeah, say, what are taxes? I've never done them. And then I'm sure you'll be getting a phone call.
I thought that this was what the revolution was about.
Right.
No.
Welcome to America, land of the free. Homer, they only take half of your check.
Yeah,
especially then, when this dude's in office.
And then you kind of get it back later, but then you end up paying the other dude that knows what he's doing so much more that you don't really get a whole lot back.
Right, yeah.
So.
That's true. It's very, very true.
Thanks.
That's it for birthdays. It is day 105 of 213.
Nice.
2013. It's, only 260 remaining days until we get to don the New Year's Eve caps.
Man.
Stuff.
That is crazy.
No, it kind of went by fast.
Party at my house.
Yes, you've already told me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I think that it's Rubber Eraser Day as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, today's the 17th running of the Boston Marathon.
Oh.
Kelly would love that.
Did you say what running of the...
No polls
Boston
to run
running?
On.
No,
which running? I thought you said 27th.
17th.
Oh, I thought you said 27th.
No.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
17th running.
17th.
Oh, the Boston Marathon. Yep, glazed ham day as well.
Oh, I am hungry.
Hey, Steve-O, you've got music for this.
I do?
Yeah, for it's Titanic Remembrance Day.
Well, that's because today's the day that it went down.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Today is That Sucks Day.
But I'm... Oh, is that
today,
what...
That's seriously what it's called. That Sucks.
That Sucks Day.
Because today's not only Tax Day, it's Titanic Remembrance Day, because it's the day the Titanic
Abraham
went down.
Abraham Lincoln, okay.
Abraham Lincoln, yeah. Among other historical awful things.
Today
apparently.
Is also the day, as you will all remember, that the day that Rose said, I'll never let go.
And she did.
And then she did.
Ugh.
Like, I talked about this actually with Matt Watt.
From Waverly.
Well,
now House of Heroes.
Of House of Heroes. And... I just don't understand.
I don't think she meant literally.
I don't understand why she just didn't let him on the door.
That's a lie no matter what. You always have to let go. What if she had to go to the bathroom? That'd just be awkward.
No. She said never. Never say never if you're not going to. Okay.
Yeah. How did those teenage relationships work out for you, Mitch? I'll love you forever.
I didn't say that.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I didn't say that.
You were a 16-year-old girl once. I'm sure you did.
I didn't say that. And can we talk about this? That door was big enough for both of them.
It really was.
Like, I was so... I'm going to hurt your feelings. As a 9-year-old watching this movie, I'm like, they could both fit on there.
Yeah, but that would have been way less dramatic for the film. I mean, let's be honest.
Leo. Oh, I have In Remembrance of Leo. Leo.
Reaching out. Reaching out.
I imagine,
sorry, buddy.
He's on my phone. I say, every time I look at this photo,
you
imagine,
have a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio on your phone. Can we talk about this?
He was 19.
This is odd. This is weird. You have issues. You have troubles. Did you go to Skull Church last night?
Yeah.
You need to get saved.
I look at this picture, and every time I see him, I imagine him going, hey, girl.
Oh, my gosh. It is just before 7 o'clock. Coming up, we've got Mad Lib Monday.
Yes, coming right up.
Also, cover to cover at 9 suggestions, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Last Bison and Distance. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
That's right.
It is Monday.
You are welcome.
It is 7:30.
Which means it is...
Mad Lib Monday.
Okay.
Oh, did you want me to play the music?
It says really
sorry.
For it.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday. Try it. Mad Lib Monday. We're taking it old school.
Yes, we have...
A one that you actually have to write everything down with the pencil.
Yeah, and we have quite a few options.
I think what to do when you have a cold is pretty perfect, because everybody's like running around with like crazy allergies. So when you have crazy allergies, you know, we want to help you out.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to help each other out. You guys call in with, you know, what we got, and we'll rock a Mad Lib. And in turn, it will teach you what to do when you're,
you have a cold.
Stricken with allergies.
There you go. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday.
That's right. It is time, and I'm excited.
Me too. And this one's not like all adjective, adjective, adjective.
Oh, wow, yeah. This is pretty easy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't read it. You're not.
I didn't. I just looked at one of them. It's like type of liquid. Really?
Uh-huh.
That's going to be fun. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Mad Lib Monday, if you would like to be a part of it. These started way back when the founder of Mad Libs passed away and you had no idea what a Mad Lib was.
Yeah, I really didn't. I feel so... My childhood was lost.
It really was. It was really,
really
lost.
Was. Finding out more than one way.
Actually, it really wasn't because we have somebody who works here, who shall remain anonymous, who did one last week like, I did one of the Mad Libs. You should read it. And I'm like, okay.
And they did everything correct?
No, every word was poop. And that's pretty much what it was like being a boy doing Mad Libs when you were seven.
What's his name, Dan?
No, but you can listen to him every weeknight from 6 to midnight right here on Static Radio.
Dan.
Good old Dan Castell.
He did that.
Good man right there. But yeah, that's pretty much how it was when you were like 7 years old and did Mad Libs by yourself. So
yeah.
We're trying to be a little more grown up.
Nah.
No, okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
How many times have we gotten the noun dingleberry?
This is true.
How many times? Well, at least 4 times.
Should that just be the first one?
No. No, it should not be.
Static!
Hello.
Hi.
Looking for a noun.
A noun?
Balloons.
Balloons it is. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We need a noun.
McDonald's, yeah.
Do you have an echo?
There's three of us, yeah.
That's cute.
Three sisters.
Wow.
Okay, so since there's three of you, I'm going to ask for one more. I need an exclamation. What was... How do you spell that?
Gah!
G-A-A-A-H-H-H?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah!
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's also an
perfect
exclamation.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right.
I literally thought that was like an echo. They're all doing the same exact thing.
Could have been my favorite phone call we've ever gotten.
505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we need your words.
They reminded me of, what is her name? Vanellope?
Oh, Vanellope von Schweetz?
Yeah.
Oh.
It kind of had that, like, Vanellope ring to him.
I love her.
That was good. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday, and we need your help.
Yes. You know what surprised me? I'm going back to Vanellope. What surprised me about that character is that she was so stinking cute, but I'm not a fan of that comedian.
No, me neither.
At all.
Right?
She is crass.
Right. She did a really good job.
She did a great job. I'm proud of her.
She did a great job not being her.
Not being her. She's a great
Fantastic.
Actress.
Fantastic. She deserves an Oscar.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. It's also tax day. I realize it's That Sucks Day because the Titanic sank today. Abraham
Lincoln went to...
Assassinated.
With the Lord this day many years ago.
So maybe people are still in bed. They're just wiped out.
Yeah. They're just really upset what today is. Oh, no.
What?
Today's that day.
Yeah. So nobody wanted to be...
Yeah, 505-338-3700.
Are you kidding me?
Monday.
Where's Ryan Woolley?
I know.
Where are all the people that like call in normally that are like, dude, I can't believe it, Mad Lib Monday. You guys were late by like 3 minutes and I can't believe blah, blah, blah,
where
blah, blah,
Where are the
blah,
people
blah, blah.
Who call us at 7:50 and like, Mad Lib Monday, what's going
and we're
on?
We're like, oh no, static.
What do you guys need?
Plural noun.
A pronoun.
Plural.
With an S.
Okay. Cheese.
She is.
She is.
Well, that's not it. She noun is person. She no.
She is a pronoun.
She
is.
No.
Plural noun.
Like flowers.
I already wrote down cheeses.
Oh, plural noun.
Don't have to
write. Sorry, I heard pronoun. Okay. Cracker Jacks.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Static.
Hi. Hi.
I need a noun.
Manatees.
Manatees.
Of course.
Just one.
Manatee. Thanks. Great one. Great one! 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Manatee really reminds... They remind me of VeggieTales.
Really?
Yeah.
Static!
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. What's up?
Okay.
We just need a few words.
A type of liquid.
Urine.
I knew it.
Thank you. Thank you for being this caller.
I knew it.
I knew I could count on you.
Why? Hello.
What's up? What do I got?
I need a noun.
A noun? Burger.
Burger. Perfect.
I'm going to say good burger, but...
Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger.
That's right. Can I take your order?
Thank you.
Okay, morning.
You too.
There
I'm
you go.
Pretty sure you just asked TJ for a liquid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's TJ.
That's what happens.
I'm so glad he was that caller.
Of course. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Oh, man. What else do you have?
I need a few nouns. I need a number.
Ooh.
We always do the same number.
But I don't want to do that number.
Well, I know.
How about we do 15? Because today's April 15th.
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Stever.
I'll do the number.
Okay. What do you got?
Pi. Oh,
3.14.
No, I'm just going to put pi.
P-I.
P-I. Thanks, bro.
Life of pi.
Yeah, there you go. Static.
Hello.
Need a noun.
Banana peel.
Banana peel.
Ooh, Mario Kart.
Yeah. Ooh, good job, you.
Thanks.
I like that.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the call. Static.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, I need a noun.
How about poop?
That's a good one. Thank you.
No problem.
Creative.
That's every 9-year-old's noun. For everything.
Urine and poop.
Yeah,
both in
pretty
this
much. Both in this one, and so it should be great. My 7- and 9-year-old are going to laugh hysterically.
They probably are right now. They could call in.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. We only need a couple more, actually. Static!
Yo.
Yo,
what's
need
up?
A noun.
Body.
Of course.
Hmm.
Dead body or just a body?
Body.
Let's go with dead body.
Oh, okay. Isn't that...
How you doing, Creepy Caleb?
I'm doing good.
Are you excited to become our intern?
Super excited.
We got a week, buddy.
1 week.
A week from today, you will be here.
So excited. Be done with school forever.
You really need to work on your radio voice, though. So from now until next Monday, just work on that voice.
That voice.
All right?
All right, we'll do.
All right. Can't wait to see you, buddy.
I'm so sorry for what he does to you in the next month.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, better.
He's like, get off the
Creepy
phone.
Creepy Caleb, gonna be our intern.
He is.
Starting Monday. We're gonna have a couple interns.
Do our every bidding.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
We need a couple more.
You know, I was cleaning the mics this weekend. I'm like, gosh, I can't wait till those interns get here. I'm gonna make them do this.
Yeah.
Because they don't smell good.
Yeah.
Like, these mics smell pretty gross.
Yep. Yeah.
Gross.
We'll have them do some things.
Some things.
And clean them up.
Yeah.
What we'll do is, at the end of our show, because we get usually in the show at about 9:50, we'll make them bring packs of gum, and they'll have to chew the gum and breathe into the microphone for 10 minutes until Adri gets in here, so that it smells like we have fantastic breath, and no one will ever know.
That's
I'm just
amazing.
Saying, those are things interns are going to do.
See, when somebody's like, okay, what can the interns do? My first thought, push-ups. I don't know.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. We got a couple more.
Three more?
Yep.
Okay.
Three more. That's all we need. 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I need a noun.
Banjos.
What? Yes.
Or banjo.
Banjo. All right. Thanks for the call.
All right.
All right. Two more.
Two more. We're not giving up.
We're so close. I can feel it.
What is...
Mad Lib Monday.
Should we just... 20 seconds.
We need an adjective.
Really? We need an adjective?
We need two, actually.
Wow.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you need?
An adjective.
Oh, fun. That's exactly why I didn't call earlier.
It's a describing word. In fact, fun was an adjective, but, you know, we can go something a little more creative than that.
Okay, disgusting.
Disgusting.
There you go. That's a good one.
That's perfect. See? Good job, you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello?
Just tell me the word.
I need an adjective.
Trashy.
Disgusting and trashy are adjectives.
Perfect.
Cool.
You got it.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Are we ready?
I am so excited for this one.
Whoops. Hit the wrong one.
That's not what you
want. That's not what I wanted. Wow.
You cannot.
Why not? It is Mad Lib Monday. I can't do that. All right. Here we go. What to do when you have a cold or allergies. Whatever.
Okay.
You can always tell when you're getting a cold because your balloons will feel stuffy. And you'll have a McDonald's ache. The first thing to do is take a couple of cheeses. Then get into your manatee and rest. Drink plenty of urine. Sometimes it's fun to be sick. Food brought to you on a burger so you can eat it and watch TV and your temperature's taken by putting a banana peel in your poop. If your temperature goes over pi degrees, a doctor should be called. He'll thump you on the dead body and say, "Gah!" Then he'll ask you what banjo you ate the night before and x-ray your stomach. Finally, he'll give you disgusting advice on how to get well. If you do just what he says, you'll feel trashy in no time at all.
Oh! I'm gonna be sick. And I don't want any of that to happen.
Mad Lib Monday.
I can't even repeat some of that.
For future reference, if you ever need to take your temperature, stick a banana peel in your poop. My kids are going to have that one memorized. That's fantastic. We got to take a quick break. Thanks to everyone who called in. That was magical. It really was. Yep. You don't ever want that.
No.
That's the first sign of getting a cold.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Nobody wants that.
Nope.
Nobody wants that. Hate it when my balloons feel stuffy.
Oh my gosh.
Hate it. Mad Lib Monday brought to you by kindergarten. That's right. Hope it was magical for you. We'll take a quick break coming up.
It really was.
Cover to cover. Get your suggestions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm pretty sure that's why we do Mad Lib Monday. It was amazing. All right.
I'm crying.
Coming right back, we got some branches and more of this year's show. Steve-O and Mitch. Static Radio. Carol Hood. Violence. From their Violence EP. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
I forgot that I was here. Hey.
Less than an hour away from cover to cover, we had a couple suggestions this morning, so we thought we'd take the two that, you know, were first, basically, and got votes. And we put it up as a poll. Who do you want to hear this morning? We got Skull Church Band, their worship record in its entirety, or do you want to hear Thrice? Major Minor.
Major Minor.
There you go. You can get your vote on right now, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll play one of those cover to cover after, you know, you let us know who you want to hear. facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And speaking of Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. This song. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Okay. You know, when you get married, Scripture talks about the two
becoming one.
That's right. Apparently, there's a trend going on right now.
Yes. You know, I've seen it for a while. It's actually very difficult when we are on air and I'm having to read comments. I'm like, this one's from either Susie or Bob. I don't know.
Yeah.
Join Facebook accounts.
That's right. Join Facebook accounts. Apparently, it's becoming more and more not just acceptable, but the norm.
Yes.
Couples, two becoming one. And not even married couples. Like, people that are dating.
Just.
Have decided to join Facebook accounts.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you found the story.
Yes. It says, rather than being a sign that these couples are too codependent, some suggest it's the modern-day version of opening a shared bank account.
Which my wife and I have.
Yeah, my husband and I have a bank account, shared bank account.
I never really understood.
We don't have separate bank accounts.
Yeah, we don't at all.
Just one.
Yeah, right.
Just one.
Right.
I'm confused about people who don't. I mean, that's fine. If that's the way you choose to do your finances. But I'm confused because it's so confusing.
It's hard enough to having one. And it's like, wait. Okay, wait. Groceries. You got gas. Okay, let me.
Right.
I'm money guy, so I have to like every day reconcile the account.
I'm that guy.
I'm always online.
It's a little bit easier for my husband and I. We have one bank account. We work in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We have one car.
There you go.
Easy.
Yeah, totally easy.
Except for when he's like, hey, I went to Taco Bell and I spent $6. I'm like, what?
$6?
You spent $6?
Oh, betrayal.
How dare you?
I know.
Anyway.
So, join Facebook accounts. Do you have one? Would you ever consider...
The thing about Facebook it was,
joining is that forces?
It was created to be all about you, specifically
right, the individual.
One you.
Right.
And when you join Facebook accounts, it's kind of saying that you are codependent on this person.
At least that's what they were saying in this article.
Yes. So it's interesting because when I kind of have a Facebook right now, not really.
Does Kelly have a Facebook?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
But he uses it only for his work.
Yeah.
So he doesn't ever post anything on it.
All right.
Do anything else. But when I had a Facebook, it was like, here's pictures of me. This is what I did today. Here's a random thought I had.
Right.
This is how the outside world sees me.
Right.
And I seem a lot cooler than I actually am.
So I guess if you join Facebook accounts, you just have to, like, tag at the very end, like, Steve-O.
Yes.
Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know how that would work.
There's these people who did it. They said that they have their shared Facebook account, and they aren't afraid to post opposing opinions, like regarding politics, or,
right?
And at the end, they just tag it whether it was Leon or Carly.
Okay,
and
makes sense.
They said it doesn't interfere with their relationship at all, but some people do, and there are different reasons why people get joined Facebook accounts, like just because they want to keep up with family. Sometimes
right.
It's just like the wife wanting to do it, and they're the ones posting everything anyway. They just don't want to have their own. Some people, however, have trust issues.
Right.
So what is the heart behind it? Why are you doing it?
Yeah. I don't know. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. I don't have a Facebook, but Chrissy does.
Yes.
And there have been random times where I'm like, dude, I would love to comment because she'll show me something. And I'll say, all right, you should say this, or but I've never, ever commented from her Facebook account. And there's times where she's like, no, go ahead, you say something, do something, you know, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel the same way with Kelly. I'm like, oh, I could say this. I had a friend who got married in Africa.
Yeah.
And so she had all these pictures up, and I did comment, and I was like, oh, I should probably tag that this is from me.
Right.
And so it was weird.
You look gorgeous.
Yeah. From my husband.
Kelly Bransford.
Ooh, awkward. So I had
to.
That
was me.
Yeah.
I don't have a Facebook, but I want to feel included in life.
So that was literally the only way I could get a hold of her was through Facebook, and I had to tag. But I don't want my name on his account.
Right.
It's weird.
When it's all one word, it'd be what, Kelly and Mitch?
Michelle-y.
Michelle. Michelle works.
Mm-hmm. Kelly and Mitch. Ooh.
Or McKelly.
McKelly. No, I like Michelle.
Yeah.
That Vanessa Miller gave us that name.
M-I-C-K, though. Because it's still the C from Michelle.
McKelly.
And then you put the K, so it's like McKelly.
Mick Kelly.
McKelly.
Like Mick Jagger. Ooh, new nickname.
Yeah. McKelly.
McKelly.
Yeah.
I like Michelle.
Yeah, of course you do, because it's your name with a Y on the end of it.
Oh,
you are selfish.
Whatever. I take out the last E.
You are Michelle-fish. You like that? You like that?
Shellfish.
I was trying to say selfish, but it just came out shellfish. Like you have a tendency to eat lots
shellfish.
Of seafood. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, didn't work out.
Whatever. Whatever.
It's Monday.
It is Monday, and it feels like a Monday.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can chime in on the conversation or get your vote on for Cover to Cover. Looks like Skull Church Band right now winning over Thrice, Major Minor. Which record do you want to hear in its entirety? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.